Welcome to San Diego Magazine's Happy Half Hour. We are thrilled to be coming at you from the Hornblower Sips and Sight Screws in honor of our 100th episode. You guys, we love everybody for listening to this podcast. It's just such a fun vibe on here. I'm so excited. I'm Erin with San Diego Magazine. I've got my co-host, Troy Johnson. How's it going, Troy?
I absolutely agree with that sentiment. It's been 100 episodes. The first episode was Erin Chambers Smith and I looking at each other like what are you going to talk? Am I going to talk? Are you going to talk?
And then we
talked for an hour and a half. Which is way too long for a podcast.
To a guest that didn't know how to hold a microphone. It was really bad. Luckily, we were smart enough to add in Archin Aram and David exactly. Martin, increase their roles. They're a huge part of this podcast. Archin is a food editor at the magazine and edits all the stuff that Troy does and does a huge amount of work producing this podcast. How's it going, Archie? Happy 100th episode.
I'm so happy. 100. I can't believe it. And it's such a fun, festive place to celebrate.
Look, we're on the water at Hornblower.
We're literally cruising, having coconut shrimp and cocktails, and there's a DJ playing music, and people are coming up to us saying hello.
I know, it's kind of crazy.
I mean, the water is just kind of cruising by as we're looking at the Coronado Bridge. We're looking at all these big boats, which Erin Chambers Smith knows everything about.
She's a boater. I'm kind of a boating person. Mm-hmm. So I'm in my element. We have David Martin with us. He has his very own microphone this
woo
time.
Woo.
So usually you hear David in the background, but now he's with us the whole time.
I'm excited to have a mic on the 100th episode.
Welcome, David.
I think the fourth time I've had a mic maybe in the last
day. Who's counting? Well?
I know.
Me. I'm the one counting.
I am counting right now. Yes.
In case this might be the first one you've ever listened to, this is a food podcast about San Diego food scene, restaurants, bars, beer, wine, that kind of stuff. We talk about places that are opening and closing. At the top of the show, we're going to hear from our sponsor, the Hornblower folks, which we're thrilled to have their support for this 100th episode. And then we are going to do something fun. You have to say what it is. It's a draft of sorts. I don't know what drafts are.
Okay, I'm going to explain this. We were thinking about what we wanted to do for our 100th episode. Maybe have a big guest on, or why don't we do a fantasy restaurant draft? So anybody out there, David and I are both big fantasy football
nerds. They came up
nerds.
With the idea.
Erin and I were like, what?
What?
Our email back was like, okay, I don't know what drafts are, but let's do it.
So basically what we're going to do here is we're all four of us going to draft our dream team of the best San Diego restaurants. And not only the best, but specifically what you could live with for a year. Pizza,
burgers,
high-end. We're saying
if you could only eat at these 7 restaurants for the next year, we're going to try to build our team, and then we are going to post it all online for you guys and hopefully get you guys to vote on who has the baddest restaurant team.
And where you will be able to actually vote, it will be sdmag.com/vote draft.
Oh, my God. You made an actual website
for it. Or should it be draft vote?
I don't know. You should figure that out.
You guys are the pros.
I don't know. I think you should have figured that out before you had a mic.
I probably should have.
Or just search San Diego Magazine podcast and you'll find it.
We'll figure it out and link it in the blog post.
/vote draft. And it will be on the... Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
See, this is why you guys don't give me a mic.
He's not
it's
ready
been
for
like
it.
2 minutes
Dang,
so
we
far.
Thought he was ready, guys. So no, but that is going to be... That's your entertainment for the evening. So get excited. That's
so we get to
up.
Pick... we're going to take basically... I'm going to take, 910 in La Jolla. And somebody's going to go,
and we're
going
to take OB Peoples before you have a chance to
get
it.
Do not take OB Peoples from me.
I'm just going to do that to mess
with
you.
Just to throw him off his game and he'll be like, Olive Garden.
All right. So you guys start thinking about in this podcast, who would you pick? We're basically doing 28 picks. Who would you pick for your 7 top restaurants that you could only eat at for a year?
Yes. All right. That's coming up, but we always start with hot plates. Archie, why don't you take it away? We've got lots of news to go over.
So much news. This is really exciting. So do you guys love Campfire in Carlsbad? Because
so
I do. It's very good, and I love their brunch in particular. So the Campfire owner, John Resnick, Chef Andrew Bachelier, and bar manager Leigh Cap are opening the French-inspired Jeune et Jolie in Carlsbad this fall. So it's going to be on State Street, very close to where Campfire is, and it's going to be a whole modern bistro take on French food. It'll be vegetables, lighter ingredients, and there's going to be French spirits, of course, cognac, and a lot of the cocktails. And the best part, one of my favorite parts, is that it's going to be the same team that designed Campfire, Bells and Whistles. They used to be based in San Diego. We did a whole thing. They've designed a lot of stuff in San Diego, like Starlight. So it's going to be beautiful and delicious. I can't wait.
God, Carlsbad people are getting lucky. Okay,
Carlsbad
what else
is crazy?
Well, I want to say something about this. So if you know anything about the people that run Consortium Holdings, Ironside, Born and Raised, Noble Experiment, Neighborhood, Polite Provisions, all those. John Resnick came from that camp. So did Leigh Cap. And so now what they decided to do is, because down here has enough of that, down here in Center City, Italy has enough of that, the main like, you know, center cities. So they went up north and are starting to bring that same environment up north. Carlsbad now is looking really, really good.
I know.
After being narcoleptic, boring.
Well, just underserved with food, right?
It was underserved. Yeah. It was not underserved. It was unserved.
That's true. All right, well, get excited, Carlsbad. Oh, Harumama, they got another Harumama?
Yes, so Carlsbad, more Carlsbad. So Harumama, if you guys don't know, it's a pan-Asian, sort of fusion-Asian spot in Little Italy. Most of all, you probably know those character buns that they do, like the little panda and the little chicken.
Which I will say, I've been a couple times and I really like it, but those are not the best buns. The best ones are the ones that are like a taco.
I agree, the bao buns.
The bao buns are better.
Those are the best. But the best Instagram are these character buns. Yeah. So they're opening up in Carlsbad, and I sent an email today to find out when, and I didn't hear back yet, so I will update you as soon as I hear back.
And for those of you that know Little Italy, it's basically a block up from India Street, and it's on
Fur
and Columbia, where Serena used to be, that Peruvian cuisine. And I used to
shut it down.
I basically shut it down because I cooked ceviches there, and then about 2 weeks later they shut down.
Yep.
So I am the ruination of Little Italy. Anything that they've done beautifully, I've undone.
I think if you paved the way for Harumama, you did a good thing, because it's really good. I think it's really good.
And a lot hasn't stuck in that spot at Fur and Columbia. So like for that to do well and to be opening up a second location, that's pretty good.
That's true. And if you don't know bao buns, I mean, so think about like basically something, the texture of a marshmallow, but it's got the like flavor of bread almost, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like a savory marshmallow that
and
goes
stuffed
around
with crunchy fried stuff and like tangy spicy sauce.
I got
sauce.
Like an eggplant one. It was so delicious.
Oh, the crispy chicken one is so good. I went there with my brother once, who was down visiting from San Francisco, and he like looked at the menu and we're sitting there and he's looking at me, he goes, Aaron, he goes, it is so cheap to eat out here. Like, it's really affordable because you're in Little Italy and it's a super cool hip space, but the buns, like two of the buns are like $7.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that expensive. It's a good little find if you mm-hmm. can find it. Okay, tell us about this new acai bowl place.
Yeah, so there's an acai bowl place called Ever Bowl. So they've been around since 2016. They opened in Poway that year.
My alma mater.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Poway.
Poway High.
Oh, yeah, Poway High. Look. One of Troy, you should go because Troy maybe knew this guy. It was started by a San Diego native, and it's since expanded to 10 locations in both San Diego and Riverside counties. So Mission Valley is coming July, and Sanitas and SDSU later this summer. So more healthy acai bowls.
Now I am so glad to see that. But I'm just glad to see. I will applaud every healthy option that we open in San Diego. One third of Americans are technically obese right now. One third of Americans, 12.5 million children are obese. You know, so anything that we have, like, that opens up and get healthy options, take your kids, you know, take your family, take yourself,
yep.
You know.
Balance out the Chick-fil-A expansion.
Balance out the Chick-fil-A, exactly. So way to go, Ever Bowl. What Poway.
Yep.
And then how about You and Yours? We love this. This is a distillery close to our office downtown.
Yeah, You and Yours is run by Lauren Johnson. So it's a female-run distillery in the East Village. And they make their own gin and vodka in-house. So they've announced that they're going to expand their warehouse operation to another expanded space on 15th Street. And they're going to be releasing canned cocktails. We just had Yusuf from Cutwater Spirits on, and their whole thing was canned cocktails. So now it's happening at You and Yours. And it's going to be releasing later this summer. You're going to get a whole line of canned cocktails.
Canned cocktails are going to be huge. That market segment rose 5% in the end of 2017. We've had basically a long backlash against them because anything in cans, you know, you didn't really like unless it was a beer, you know, whatever. So, I mean, really, people were really reticent to try them. When you're putting real ingredients like Cutwater is and like right. You and Yours, you're putting real ingredients.
Not preservatives. Not, it's not something that's been sitting there for a year.
Exactly. Yeah. Putting really good ingredients. This is going to be in every golf bag across America.
And on every boat.
And on every boat. You're right.
Now, do we know if the carbon footprint of cans is better than plastic? We should look into that. I wonder. Is aluminum better, recycling-wise?
Well, aluminum is all recyclable. Mm-hmm. A lot of plastic isn't. Sometimes plastic is, you know. After that, I don't know. So I'm going to bow out of this conversation.
We should look into it.
And I don't know.
Okay, and how about Trust? We all love Trust.
Okay, I finally know what's going in that Mission Hill space that I've been spying on and literally, like, peeking through, like, the covered tape that they have on. So
creepy.
I know, just a little.
No, it's called reporting.
It's called investigative journalism, yeah. Troy. It's on Hawk and Fort Stockton, if you're familiar with Mission Hills. It's going to be called Fort Oak. So it's the same team that did Trust. That's GM Steve Schwab and Chef Brad Wise. So you're going to get kind of like the trusty menu. Seasonal, small plates, wood-fired dishes. They're going to do a raw oyster bar.
Ooh.
And in that space, there's going to be four distinct dining areas. And there's going to be an outdoor patio. I know everyone always wants to know that. So the middle structure is maintained from the previous building. Like, I forget what it used to be. Do you remember?
Ford dealership.
Okay, it was a car. It's a car thing.
Yeah.
So they maintain that central structure, and there's going to be a main bar there. And they're going to do dinner, weekend brunch. They're going to do the bar opening at 3 p.m. But that's fall 2018, so I am eagerly awaiting.
Is this that Siegel building?
Yes, the Jonathan
yes.
Siegel building.
Okay. And Trust is in the other Siegel building in Hillcrest,
yes.
So that makes sense.
So if you know what we're talking about, Jonathan Siegel did the Q building, which basically anchored and spearheaded the development of Little Italy. That's where Bencotto is. That's where...
Influx.
Influx, exactly. And
Manello.
Manello.
Underbelly. Oh, Underbelly.
Underbelly Ramen. That's what I couldn't think of. Underbelly Ramen. I mean, that building, obviously, Jonathan Siegel is one of the best architects in town. He does a lot of modernist stuff. And then he did the building in Hillcrest. That's where Trust went into. And these guys at Trust are some of the best operators I've ever seen.
The food's good, too.
Yeah, the food. Brad Wise is fantastic. Is a fantastic cook. But Stephen Schwamm, too. I mean, those guys are both partners. He came from Addison at the Grand Del Mar.
Oh.
You know, so he knows how to do high-end, really good service. Then he took the tie off, and he made it more casual. He's like, I want to do this, but I want to do it where anybody can come. So these guys, this is basically, I want to say, like our next Cone Group, our next Consortium Holdings. I think this is one of the biggest up-and-coming restaurant groups in town.
I think it's Jonathan Siegel's son that developed the Mission Hills property. So that's kind of continuing on,
cool.
I think. I don't know that for sure. Okay, I just have to say, we're on the Hornblower. And you know I just love boats. It's so exciting. But looking out the freaking window right now, there's like a container.
A massive container ship.
No, it's not a container ship. It's like a cargo something. We don't know what's on there. It's not containers, but it's something. And it's giant. It looks like a floating building turned sideways. And it's just right next to
that's
us.
That's the one where the pirates went up the side on Tom Hanks. You know what I mean? That's it.
Something big and important, and it's just very exciting.
And you can
I love
absolutely
it.
Surf right next to the front of that bow and that wake that it's making right there.
It doesn't look like something that big should float.
No, it doesn't. It's a floating city. Yeah.
Okay, just a reminder that we're here on the Hornblower. So fun. We should do all our podcasts on boats.
I know.
I'm down.
We're going to talk to Rebecca.
Oh, David came back to the mic.
I'm scared of it now.
I know. We made him feel bad.
Well, he's working hard. We have a DJ happening. There's a lot of mixing happening.
Do you realize that David is the lead singer of a band? He's been in front of a microphone since he was 6 years old.
Pretty much.
I know. And I like to take the piss out of you a little bit just because we can, right? Because I'm like, oh, my God, David's in front of a mic because I don't think you're ever going to get nervous because you're so used to being in front of the mic, but I think you're making you nervous. So David's going to come back to us, I promise. He's really smart and funny.
I'm ready for this fantasy draft.
Yeah, he's
excited
about the draft.
This is my game. I'm like, I'm competitive. I'm going to like campaign for people to vote for me.
All right.
I don't even know what the prize is yet, but I want to win.
Yeah, we haven't established
that. Well, and no joke, I went into David's office before I left to come to the vote today, and I was like, so... I don't know what a draft is. Could you tell me? Like, I really feel confused. Do I need 28 picks? Do I need 7 picks? And he opened up his actual sports draft. What kind of sport was it?
It was my baseball draft this year.
And I go, and that means nothing. It's not helpful at all. It had colors. It was Excel. I was like, okay, I'm not any better.
It was intense, yeah.
Yeah, but David had algorithms behind that.
Yeah,
how many walks somebody's gotten since they were 5 years old.
Yeah, I didn't get it. Okay, we've got one more. Oh, we want to promote your first look, Troy. Tell everyone about your first
look. Yeah, tell us about your first look that's up.
So, El Jardin. So, I talked with Chef Claudia Sandoval. If you don't know Chef...
No, Claudette Zepeda-Wilkins.
Thank you so much, Claudette Wilkins. I almost did that yesterday when I wrote the story, too. Claudia Sandoval won Master Chef. Claudette Wilkins is a chef in San Diego. They grew up in San Diego and Tijuana, and she would basically go down into Guadalajara and work and live at her aunt's restaurant, which she did pozole, which is like a hominy-based Mexican soup. And she was on Top Chef last year, and before that, she was on Top Chef Mexico. And before that, she was the chef de cuisine at Bracero. Now, Bracero was nominated for the best like new restaurant in America at the James Beard Awards. It was big, but it failed for many reasons, mostly because of those damn stairs. Honestly, I've never seen stairs bring down a restaurant more than I had this place. Everybody I talked to operationally was like, we can't carry food up there. We're running into guests. We don't have the elevator break sometimes.
I don't know. I would have walked the food up myself for those sopas with the bone marrow and the shrimp.
They were fantastic.
I would have gone to collect the food from the kitchen.
So they were fantastic. So that, anyways, the chef de cuisine there was Claudette. And she's now opening up her own spot, El Jardin, in Liberty Station. And she talked a lot about, you know, like what it was. In, when she was on Top Chef Mexico, she would go down into the Mexican villages and the cities and everything else and meet a lot of these women who were the preservers of the traditional recipes of the village, of the city, of the town, of the region. Mm-hmm. And they were losing a lot of these recipes because the kids who would be the people that would preserve these recipes were just getting out because of poverty.
They didn't want to cook,
yeah. They were getting out because of poverty. They were like, their parents were like, go anywhere else but here. So they're losing a lot of those recipes. And so this one, El Jardin in Liberty Station, is basically going to be preserving a lot of those recipes. Like, you know, like she's getting her mole start from Pueblo, which is the birthplace of mole. You know, she has an original recipe for meat in its own juice from Guadalajara, where it was born, everything else. So she's opening up. She's been threatening to open it up for 27 years, it feels like.
Tell me where in Liberty Station do we know?
Yeah, it's kind of across from Liberty Public Market. If you know where Spark Cycle is, it's right next to that.
Okay,
yeah.
So at that end by the
So look for this. The next Wednesday, or actually by the time this podcast airs, it'll be like basically this week, it's starting. It's Friends and Family.
I want one of those.
I have some here, too.
Oh, I want one. Sorry to interrupt you, but there was good food coming by.
I love the fact that Aaron Taylor Smith is like, I don't care what you're saying, give me food now.
Give me the
food. That's a real food podcast.
But yeah, pause. Let me eat this steak.
Absolutely.
Thing, and then keep
so, going. Anyways, everybody look out for El Jardin, E L J A R D I N. I mean, it's designed really nice, too. It's got a great patio, and it's got like a lounge area. It's got its own garden where she's growing like 40 different kinds of like Mexican seeds and flowers and everything else. And, you know, she's going to use in her food. It's gonna be awesome.
And Troy got the first look, meaning the first photograph, which he very loved so much. So go to sandiegomagazine.com and you guys can see those. Okay, you guys, that was Hot Plates. You can find more Hot Plates in your San Diego magazines every month. Archana keeps a column there with 10 Hot Plates every month. Make sure you subscribe. If you don't, you can pick it up at Whole Foods and Sprouts and Vons and Target all over the place. Also, make sure you check SanDiegoMagazine.com because Troy keeps a blog there with this kind of stuff in it.
The El Jardin first look.
The first look and, you know, all of his thoughts about plastic straws and things like that. So you guys can check that in between. And now we're thrilled to welcome our sponsor. We have Rebecca Milkey here from Hornblower Cruises and Events. You are the director of marketing for the whole Southern California region, and you have a lot more to you than that. You've also served on the board for Fleet Week, which is a lot of fun here in San Diego, Balboa Park, and Women on the Waterfront, and you were behind the effort to create San Diego Pet Day on the Bay 19 years ago, the Bow Wow Brunch Cruise, which I know Archie wants to come try.
Good.
With Teddy. And then also the San Diego Whale Festival. And here is a fun fact. I love this. You sing in a band.
Yes.
What? I didn't know that.
I'm in a country band.
A country band called Moondog. So if anyone out there is a fan of country music and you've heard Rebecca, this is the Rebecca Milkey.
Now, are we talking Patsy Cline? Are we talking Shania Twain? What are we talking about?
More like Grace Potter.
Oh.
She's a Vermonter, where I'm from.
Okay. See?
I've
just saying.
All right. Now, wait, go ahead.
Well, just tell us about the Hornblower Cruises and Events. Tell us about the Sights and Sips Tour, which we're on right now.
This is my favorite summer tour, and the Sights and Sips is an extraordinary, unique happy hour, and it combines a two-hour cruise of San Diego Bay. We go about 26 miles, so you see all the geography, including what we're looking at right now, which is stunning, Point Loma. Typically, we have a really beautiful sunset. We see the Coronado Bay Bridge, and with that comes light appetizers, which are not so light.
No, they're not so light. No. I've had coconut shrimp. I had something with steak on it. There's a huge cheese tray. There's a lot of great stuff.
Mm-hmm. My favorite is the jalapeno hummus.
Well, the jalapeno hummus is really good.
Have you had that yet?
I used to work on Hornblower. I don't know if you've ever heard this on this podcast, but I was actually quote unquote forced to work because I thought I was special. I thought I'd only work the dinner cruises. I thought that I was a bartender that was going to get paid just tons of money and I was going to work the big dollar ones. They're like, you're going to have to do a harbor cruise. And I was like, oh, that's a middle afternoon. Nobody's drinking. Dang it. You know, and I came on one of these. It was one of the most enlightening and fun things that I've ever taken because, hey, I did get to see the bay in a way that I've never seen it as a San Diego native. You know, but I also got to learn a ton about, you know, like the submarines that are around here, everything about it. I mean, it's always good to be a tourist in your own town. This is it.
Oh, yeah. You're a rock star when you're
a tour guide in this town. And this is so easy to do, is bring them here and just point at things as the captain names them so you don't look too silly.
Absolutely.
Well, and I always say that you haven't seen San Diego unless you've seen it from the water. It's a really beautiful city to look at and view from the water. There's lots of interesting things to see. And this does feel a lot like happy hour. There's drinks, so you get a glass of champagne when you board. Mm-hmm. And then there's a bar where you can purchase cocktails, beer, wine, the whole thing. And then there's tons of food being passed all the time. We've got a DJ set up behind us. It's very fun. It's only 2 hours, so you don't have to commit to like half a day going out in the ocean, all that stuff. It's just 2 hours around the bay, and then you're off.
Friday, Saturdays, and Sunday nights, and especially fun on a Friday because you can always head down to the Gas Lamp after this for dinner and then keep the party going.
Mm. Or Little Italy, which is even right up the street.
Exactly, exactly.
Which has a couple restaurants. And
just a few. Yeah.
And so this is seasonal for the summer.
Yes, we actually every year it's become more popular, so we're doing spring, summer, and fall now.
Oh, wow.
Is there a difference between spring, summer, and fall in San Diego?
Only with the time that the sun sets.
That's right. You're right. So we're here basically on the second, the day after the longest day in San Diego, the day after the solstice. Mm-hmm. But I imagine during the summer it's that much better because you could actually take off after people get off work and get a time out in the boat, really see the bay, and then get the sunset at like 8 o'clock, 8-something.
Perfect. Before you pull in.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then, so tell us a little bit about what else is coming up this summer. I know you guys have a big 4th of July cruise.
Oh, of course. The Big Bay Boom Fireworks with 4 barges in San Diego Bay. Well, the best way to see it is on a boat. And if you're on a boat like the Admiral Hornblower, which you're on right now, or Inspiration Hornblower, the roof deck is 30 feet off the water. So it's the most incredible thing to see and to videotape and to enjoy. So, and you don't have the crowds that you have on the bay sides or any of the sidewalks. You have a comfortable buffet dinner to enjoy. And we still have plenty of seats available, so get on the website if you want to book that.
So
now.
Yes, tell people where to go to book the summer sights and sips, like happy hour cruise, and then also for 4th of July.
Very simple, hornblower.com.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you. We just really appreciate you guys sponsoring us and making us feel special on our 100th episode. So thank you so much to Hornblower.
Well, I'm happy to do it, and come back anytime.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys, this is it. 100th episode. We've decided to go. No guests, just more of us. Sorry if that's disappointing.
Sorry.
David's the guest.
Sorry to let you guys down.
Sorry if that's disappointing. But we are doing a fantasy restaurant draft.
Yes.
And
this is amazing. I'm so excited.
We're all excited, but I don't have 28 picks. Why do I need 28?
Okay,
I have a couple that I really feel good about. And if you pick them, I'll be upset.
There are 4 of us.
Right.
And we are going to go what we call a snake draft. So there are going to be 28 picks, 7 rounds, 28 restaurants are going to be picked by us as our top restaurants in San Diego that we want to eat at for the rest of the year. And here's why it really hurts you, Aaron, that you only brought, I think, like 5.
No, I brought like, 13.
13. Because I'm going to steal them all.
No, you're not.
Somebody's going to steal them all.
I'm very sneaky and under the radar.
Okay, so here's how it goes. Basically, what we're doing is fantasy restaurant draft. We're going to pick numbers out of a hat and pick the first person to pick gets first pick. They can choose 9-10. They can pick, whatever.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. And by pick numbers out of a hat, I just assigned them.
Okay, you just assigned them. Okay,
you
fantastic.
Just let Troy talk and then we manage
because
everything.
You have the advantage, you pick 4.
You go last.
Oh!
Totally, you're totally last.
Yeah, that definitely is.
And Archie
accurate.
And David get to go first because they actually do the work at the show. So
okay.
They get to go.
So I want you guys at home to listen and think about who you would pick as your favorite restaurants for the top 20 restaurants in San Diego you could only eat at for a year. Now, you can think all high end if you want, but I don't know how much money you have. But you got to think high end, you got to think taco shop, you got to think pizza,
you got to
think
breakfast,
yep. Everything
coffee.
Else.
Night eats.
And once somebody
the
picks,
fourth meal.
Yeah. Once somebody picks one of those restaurants, you no longer can have that restaurant. So what we're going to do is we're going to post all of our rosters at the end of these 28 picks, and we are going to put them up online. You guys are going to vote on who got the best
team.
There it is.
All right, Archana, start it off.
Here
pick
we go. Pick number one.
Buena Forchetta.
Oh.
I knew it. I knew she was going to pick that.
Buena Forchetta, number one.
I got to cross that off my list. You got to bring it.
Okay, that's a good one, but it was predictable.
Okay, now why
was
the Buena Forchetta?
That was the Mike Trout of restaurants.
How could I not start with that?
I know. We got to give like a one sentence of like why you picked that.
Best pizza in the city and the friendliest, awesomest patio, everything.
And Mateo's super cool.
And Mateo is the best. The only podcast guest we've ever had on twice.
Yeah.
He's that good.
He is that good. All right. Butterfork Kid is off the board. David.
All right. Originally, my thought was to take Little Lion Cafe, but I was like, I'm not going to do it. I was like,
don't do it, dude.
I was like, I can't steal Chili's digs, but I'm going to go with Grand Ole Barbecue.
I knew you were going to do that one.
It's so predictable. God, our listeners are going to be like,
We know what we like.
It's true.
All right, so Grand Ole Barbecue. Why Grand Ole Barbecue?
I honestly didn't like barbecue until I had Grand Ole. I was like going there with very low expectations, and it completely blew my mind. It's like, the sauces are not overly sweet. They're not overly spicy. They're just so perfectly well balanced. And then just like the cracked peppercorn crusting on the short rib is just like out of this world.
All right, so the best barbecue joint in San Diego is off the board.
Yes.
Aaron Chambersmith, pick number three. Now think about it. Make this work.
No thought necessary. Cantina Mayahuel.
Oh, man.
Got it.
Dude.
Nailed it. Oh. Troy, you're so screwed.
You're taking my corner.
Because it's the best. It's the best tacos. It's the best vibe. It's very chill and under the radar. I've been there forever, and it's just the best.
Larry knows more about tequila than anybody in town.
Great patio. They give you a blanket if you're cold. Troy, how about
you?
So
Troy gets two picks here because it's called a snake draft. Mm-hmm. So he gets picks four and five. And then
he should have been three.
And then when it comes back around, you get the other one. So.
I'm trusting you because I don't know what we're doing right now.
Okay, so all right. So here's – now, I'm gonna go high-end to start because I'm going to get my sleepers down at the end. Now, my favorite high-end restaurant, I was thinking about it all. One of my favorite chefs in town is Jason Nibb over at 910 and William Bradley at Addison. Not going to take one of those because I'm thinking of a place that I want to go every day for the next year. That's got to be George's. I'm going to take George's
Damn
by
it.
The
cone. No, I have a question. Does he get the entire structure?
Yes,
I want the
root. Entire structure.
You have to pick a level.
Nope, it's a restaurant. That's it.
Pick a level.
No way.
I think he has to pick a level.
No way. No.
I think he has to pick a level.
That's why I took it.
Oh, man. It's
you
it's a pretty
get
competitive.
Roof level 2
it's kind of
or the California Modern.
No.
Yes, I want the roof.
No, we have to take it. We're going structures here, all right?
I hear people listening right now going, there's no way he can have all three. Because it's not the same.
That's because it's...
That would be like taking the whole Wu-Tang Clan.
I know. Right, I'm taking the Wu-Tang Clan. I'm not just
I don't
taking RZA.
What that means.
I'm not just taking RZA. I'm taking GZA. I'm taking everybody. You know? So that's it.
I'm lodging an official protest. It might have to be reviewed later.
And the reason is because Trey Pochet is one of the best chefs in the world. And now they have a great bar. You know, Stephen Karpinski is a fantastic bartender.
So he's picked two now. Does this count as four and five?
And then, no! This is all one.
Okay.
And then they've got the rooftop. They got the view. Okay, yeah.
All right. And so you're in for pick number five. Oh, and Troy Johnson. Is on the clock.
Okay, pick number five. I'm gonna go with my taco shop right away. I'm gonna do Las Cuatro Milpas. I'm taking my Las Cuatro Milpas. I'm gonna get that little joint. I'm gonna eat there the greasy, beautiful mama made tacos every single morning. My tacos are taken care of for a year.
All right.
Now, where do we go back reverse?
Yep.
Order?
So now it's you, Aaron.
Okay. Now I'm nervous because it's like I got to get all these now because you took all three Georges. That just feels wildly unfair. I'm going to take Panama 66.
Ooh.
Is that because we've been talking about
No, I would eat there every single day.
If there was no line.
And there's beer
Even
there?
Even when there's a line, I'm the schmuck that stands. I send an advanced team to wait in the line. Its name is Jenner. Waits for me.
So Panama 66 is Aaron's choice because, there's a few places to eat in Balboa Park, but it is a great outdoor space. It's got craft beer. It's in a sculpture garden.
Hey-yo to everyone out there with little kids trying to eat good food. Yep. You know, yep. It's not easy. So there you go. Okay, then we're back to David.
We're to me. So I'm very much a breakfast person, so I have to pick my favorite breakfast place. This might be considered a deep sleeper, but I'm going with Isabel's Cantina.
Oh,
that's a good one.
And she brought the best food to the podcast.
I think it was maybe Chicken. The best food that has, I agree 100%.
100%.
Okay, Archie, it's to you.
I'm going to take that Little Lion.
Ooh,
and run with it.
Man, take that.
Even though ECS is not trusting of the mermaid bowl that Troy and I love.
I love it.
I love the brunch there. I love how small it is. I love that they came in and said their waffle iron doesn't work and people are complaining because Troy had listed them in the 103 best dish. I just love everything about that place, the women who run it. That's my pick.
Wow. That hurts because that was my breakfast spot.
And you get your next spot, too.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Crack Shack.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Why Crack Shack?
I love that spicy fried chicken sandwich. I love the Little Italy one that it's all outside. They have doggy treats. It's just, and the sauces so at that good. Station are
six,
so good.
Six sauces, all in a six pack, homemade
love it.
Every day.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
David?
I'm going to go with, because you can't beat last year's best restaurant winner, I'm going with Trust.
Dang it! Oh!
We've talked about him before. The chef is just phenomenal. Everything there is great. And then it's like just kind of like the best part of Hillcrest, if you ask me. Like, I love that spot.
It is.
All right.
Are you ready, Aaron?
It's Aaron.
Aaron, do you want to take part of George's?
You guys can trade.
I'm gonna fight
you can do
that
like,
after.
You guys can trade. Be like, I'll trade.
California Modern and the Roof are two different things.
But they're all the same owner in the same building.
Not the same chef or the same food or the same reservation
and more,
system.
And more importantly, I own them.
I might contest that later, but I'll give it up. I'm going to pick Date Night, and I'm going to take Jane's Gastro.
Oh. You're just taking my whole like corner.
Because I'm that good.
I literally live like 40 feet away from it.
That doesn't make
I know,
it yours.
Like, I want it.
And it's Twinkle right. Lights and a burger, and it's a little bit expensive, but the service is really good. So it's worth
that
it if
patio.
You haven't been. It's great. Yeah. All right, Troy, it's you.
Two picks for Troy on the clock.
All right, so two picks for Troy. I would have to say that my favorite food in the world is Thai food. I eat even every single...
Oh, no, don't say what I think you're going to say.
Every single Sunday I eat it. Sob Ely.
Dang it!
Off the
dang it!
I'm taking it. Sob Ely, if you haven't been there, it's in Linda Vista. The original Sob Ely was just this tiny little place that had like six seats, and they have a bigger Sob Ely across the street. It is incredible, authentic Isan Thai, hotter than hell. It is, if you go there and you are not a Thai person, please, dear God, order the number one. But it is the best Thai food in San Diego. I love it. Okay.
Dang
right,
it.
Okay.
And
right,
then next pick.
To go back to? Oh, yeah, try again.
Okay. And then my second favorite specialty food is probably sushi. So I've got to get myself a sushi restaurant for the rest of the year. And I could take Sushi Ota. Master Ota is the best sushi chef in San Diego. I'm going to go to a little punk joint up in Oceanside, and I'm going to get Wrench and Rota as my sushi
that's
joint.
That's a really good
one. Yeah. David Waite is one of the best. Like, he trained at one of the best sushi restaurants in San Diego. He opened up his little spot. It's this cool, like, skate punk zen vibe, and he does really sustainable, amazing sushi from local fishermen.
And foodies drive there to get it. Like, it's worth the drive, people say.
All right.
Okay. Who is it?
It is you.
Me?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to do sushi too, and I was really, like, palpitating as you were talking because he was looking at me and I thought you were going to be mean and take mine, but you didn't. So I'm going to take Ane.
Yep.
Ane, which is a Sushi Ota spinoff. Roger Nakamura was there for 10 years working under Master Ota.
So good.
What do you love about it?
I just love that it's simple and clean and excellent quality. The same bartender's been there forever. You have to either get a reservation or go when it's dead. It's just very consistent and clean and unfussy.
In Bankers Hill.
Always good. Yeah. Always good.
Always good.
All right. I'm on the clock. And I'm gonna go with the date night thing as well. This was like pretty much the first date my girlfriend and I went on, and I'm gonna take Cafe Chloe.
No! Next on my list!
Damn, I love it when I take someone's pick. But
that's
so good. I'll eat the mussels any day of the week. I'd have them for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, to be honest. So, yep.
Oh, that really hurt, David.
That was a good one.
So, that's one of my... Cafe Chloe has been near and dear to my heart, down to East Village, pioneered East Village, a traditional classic French food, no matter... And they've had great chefs there, but I mean, no matter who the chef is, it's been John and Allison, the owners of Cafe Chloe, for a long time, and they have such a great, like, San Francisco-based vibe of bistros. If you are ever in the East Village and you'd like to be 400% more attractive, that you walk in there and all of a sudden you're like, wow, I'm beautiful.
Oh, that macaroni gratin with all that cheese and the pepper and the pancetta, so good.
All right, we're more than halfway through the draft already,
okay.
Guys.
Whoa.
Wait, who is it to? Archie?
It is to Archie.
Because I can drink the cilantro sauce, Lucha Libre.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's it. No, I would not have expected
I would
that
not
from
either.
You. I didn't
burritos.
Know you were a Lucha Libre person.
I'm a lot of different tacos, but I just
I'm
think...
I'm a lot of different tacos.
I like my city tacos. I like my El Indio paprika chips. But I just love that creamy cilantro sauce, and I love
that's
the...
his mom's sauce.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember
it's
asking
it's made with love and, like, fat. It's good. So I'm going to do Lucha Libre.
And then for pick number five?
I have so many things. I'm going to go with the classic Cucina Urbana.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good one.
Had that on my list.
Why Cucina Urbana?
That mushroom pizza, that polenta that you've put on your 103 best dishes, yeah. The service, the vibe. I think Tracy Borkum's an awesome restaurateur.
It's a cool neighborhood spot. Yeah, it's really good. Okay, David with coconut shrimp.
Mm. Coconut shrimp in hand.
Mm-hmm. Pick five.
All right, so I'm gonna hit something. So I hit two categories at once. I'm a big craft brewery person, but I also like good food. I'm going with Amplified Ale Works. Three different locations now coming up soon. Amazing kebabs, amazing salads, and the beer is phenomenal. And it has a rock and roll theme, so I'm into it. I know that wasn't on any of your guys' lists. I could have saved that for number
you 7.
Saved
that again. Yeah. Why would you do that?
Sleeper.
Oh,
man.
That
was your sleeper. It was my sleeper. I've got a better sleeper, don't worry.
Okay.
Is it my turn or is it your turn?
My turn, and we're just seeing a helicopter go by. I'm telling you, why do you all not have boats and just hang out in the water all the time? It's wildly interesting.
How about a boat and a helicopter just went by?
It's so cool. I know. I am going to pick, and this one is because if I really only had to, you know, eat at these few places, I don't think I could go a year and not go. I'm taking Old Venice.
Why Old Venice? Tell people what Old Venice is, because I think it's
you just have to
lost.
Go. Well, you just have to go and you'll know. It's been there forever. It has twinkle lights and white tablecloths, but nothing's really more than $20-ish.
And it's the sister restaurant of Alexander's.
Well, it's the original, and then Alexander is the son of the Old Venice family, and he started the one at North Park. But it does. It has sort of a classic, cool. It's kind of tucked away deep into Point Loma. It has a really neat brick patio, and then the bar side is fun, and they always have a little band playing. It's just a great, cozy spot. For me, it's one of my spots. I love it. All right.
All right.
Okay, so now I get two picks.
You got two picks.
Okay, so now I'm going to have to go because
are these Troy's last two picks?
Yes.
Are they?
No.
He has one more.
After that.
Okay.
This is five and six.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I have to go with this just because I love everything that they do, and I love cocktails, and I love design. I do love design of restaurants.
Ooh, I know what it is. Damn it. It's on my
You
plate.
Have to do this, and I love a damn good steak every once in a while. Born and raised is off the board.
Oh, I didn't think that's what it was.
Born and raised. For me, because honestly, that's the most elaborate, beautiful building that they've done. If I was going to really impress somebody, if I was going to take them, like, you have to experience this in San Diego. You have to see that one walnut tree that built the entire bottom floor bar. You know, you got to see Old Dirty Bastard on the, you know, on the wall, and then you got to get, like, you know, 65-day-age, dry-age steaks. That's my spot.
I still haven't been. I got to go.
Born and raised in Manhattans and Old Fashions and everything else. Done.
And then one
All
more.
Right. Oh,
and then
six.
I get one more. Oh, boy. Okay. I was not prepared for this whatsoever. Okay. Now, I got to do breakfast. My breakfast spot, you only do breakfast at this place, like, on the weekends, but it's still the best brunch in town. Oh. We've got an amazing patio. They've got music playing. It's got bluegrass. I'm gonna take Urban Solace. Urban Solace is my breakfast joint. Those big-ass cinnamon rolls and music. I mean, Chef Matt Gordon.
I was going to fight for you. You were on my list.
Matt Gordon is off the board. One of the original people to really do like a bistro or kind of like a real restaurant in North Park. He was a trailblazer. He is a great, great operator. He's mine.
Okay. All right, Aaron.
Is it me?
You're on the board.
Okay, I'm picking my special occasion steakhouse, fancy Cowboy Star.
I knew you were going to do that.
That was my steakhouse of the year this year in Best Restaurants because I just love that design. I love what Chef Victor does. I mean, it's fantastic.
And I'm really kind of becoming a service person. I really like the service there.
Mm-hmm.
They take care of you. I mean, you'll pay for it, but it's good.
Mm-hmm.
And the cocktails are great.
Cocktails are fantastic.
The little bar is
cool. Garth Flood is one of the best bartenders in town.
We have him on the podcast.
Oh, let's do it.
Let's get Garth.
Just because his name is Garth Flood.
No, he's super cool. All right, so that's to
me.
David.
All right, so I'm going to pull out my other fancy one. I mean, best chef in San Diego, William Bradley. How do you not take Addison Del Mar?
Seriously, you're taking it?
Yeah, I'm taking it. I get classy sometimes.
I get classy sometimes. I didn't think that you would take that. Oh. That is I'm shocked.
It happens. Don't
we learn a lot about people?
Aren't you speaking Lucha Libre? David has attitude. Yeah. It's kind of like something's out of whack in the universe.
Well, you know what? I appreciate that because William Bradley is one of the best chefs in the country, if not the world. Again, you know. And now, only reason why I didn't think David would take that is because you have to wear clothes when you go in there. You know that, right?
Oh. I think it's because David has a new lady in his life who he's looking and planning out things for. So that's cute. Okay, Archie, it's to you.
Okay, so I'm going to go North County because I don't think I've been there yet. Campfire.
Ooh.
Because I like their brunch, I like their dinner, I like their lunch. It's kid-friendly, dog-friendly. It's like everything. And, man, I feel like they were the wave of Carlsbad changing.
Nice. That's a good pick.
And I go again?
You do.
You get
this
to go
again. This is the last one.
It's your last pick. Ooh, make it count, lady.
In. It's not one that a lot of people would know, but I feel like our readers know.
Hannah's Gourmet.
You know, it's on there, but that's not what I'm saying.
It's on my list, too.
I thought about it, and I love you, Hannah, so much, but you're not number seven.
She doesn't want to promote it because it's small.
She doesn't want people to go there. Everyone stay away so I can go to brunch in peace. Readers, you probably know what I'm talking about. David, in your neighborhood, Mama's Bakery for some Middle Eastern food.
Ooh.
I think it's the best falafel, the best chicken shawarma. It's in a house on Alabama, converted house, a sidewalk patio. The guy who runs it at the front is just this awesome guy. Oh, Mama's Bakery. I'm going to give it to you.
Love it.
That's a good pick.
All right. I didn't have anything that was in my neighborhood on any of my picks. So my last pick, I need to go my neighborhood place that it's like where everyone knows your name kind of place. Like, it's like, I'm like the norm of Cheers there, only they have seafood and a nice patio.
See, Tiger
and
Tiger.
Beer.
Oh, no. I know where this is.
If you follow us on Insta, you know where this is. Yeah. There's pretty much a post every other day.
But so, no secret, I love Beerfish. It's a great place. I love the patio. Always fun music. Great, just kind of like simple, fun seafood and always a great beer selection. I'm hoping they bring the Frosé back this summer, but I'm not positive. But
all right, David takes Beerfish.
Take Beerfish.
Okay, this is me, right?
Yep.
For my last pick.
Last pick, Aaron.
And I have not yet picked my breakfast, my morning spot, and this is just a favorite spot for our little family of four. Our kids love it. We take every out-of-towner that comes to visit us here. It has yet to let me down. I do lots of work lunches here. It's just a great San Diego place to eat pancakes. The pancakes are awesome. Caroline's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I mean, really. I just couldn't not eat there for a year. And I feel very good about myself.
Okay. All right, Troy,
let's go.
And the last
The final pick of our 2018 100th podcast fantasy restaurant draft. I will take Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah, I will not take Chuck E. Cheese.
If Elia was here, she would be like, Daddy!
Yes, take Chuck E. Cheese! All right, so I have a quandary here, and it's down to two. I love Italian food, and I do need a pizza joint, you know, and so Pincotto's high up there for me. You know, like to be able to eat there all the time, get that pasta they make fresh every day. But I also... You know, I'm kind of a vegetarian, so I need a burger joint.
Ooh.
And I need a really good.
Oh yeah, you gotta get Rockies or something.
Are you going?
Right?
Are you going
greasy?
You going hipster? You going
greasy?
No, he's not. He's going old school.
I'm going old school. Greasy burger with beer and where they hate your guts, but they serve you anyways. Rockies is
nice.
Cash only. I love that place. It's lumpy. It's buttery. It's amazing. That is my final pick. I have to have a burger joint because we do. Yeah.
That's a nice little hit of the symbols to end that. That's good. That was good. Okay, I feel like since we all have these lists, and like you said, Vancoto, and I feel kind of guilty that I didn't say, maybe we should run down our runners up that we all had on our list quickly. Rapid fire. All right. Okay, Troy, you start. Do the ones you had left over.
I'm not ready. You go.
Okay, Archie, you go.
I'll name a few. Hannah's Gourmet, Tajima, Cafe Sobaka, Wawa Waffle, the Marisco Seven Seas truck in the South Park parking lot, and Tribute Pizza.
All right, mine really quick. And we'll list these on our website, too, just so that you guys can see them.
Yep.
Ortega's, great little Mexican place. Bencoto, I love you forever. Salute. Starlight, The Mission, World Famous, Rubio's, Con Pan. Neighborhood, Kebab Shop, Lolita's, Tender Greens, Mendocino Farms.
See, mine were all like high-end chefs. I mean, 910, Jason Nip is one of the best chefs in the world. I love him. His Jamaican Jerk Pork Belly, Urbanwood, Juniper and Ivy, Market, Carl Schroeder.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mr. A's, I mean, that view.
We dropped the ball on that.
I know, Mr. A's, the view. I mean, Amarantai, Supani Thai, Land & Water Sushi, Tajima, which you mentioned is fantastic. And then... Tacos El Gordo,
Ooh,
Kindred for vegan. I almost went there, and then I decided to go burgers, and then Starlight again in the Bubba.
That was a big missed one. Benkoto, Starlight.
It's hard. It's like picking kids.
It is.
That's hard. All right, David, what about your runners up?
All right, so I had Tom Hamm's Lighthouse on there, yes. Daofu, Costa Brava, Bivouac Tribute, Civico 1845, Rockies, the Balboa. Most underrated non-known vegetarian place in town, Grains, which is absolutely phenomenal on Adams. Small bar, Biga. I went had a Mexican Tijuana place on there. I had La Hestina on there. Oh. Addison. No, I won that one. Never mind.
I just wanted to say it again.
Canyon Club, Hannah's Gourmet, Oscars, and Salud.
Yeah, those are all goodness. So, okay, well, that's it, everybody. That we're going to list our winners.
We're going to list our teams online, and I want you guys to vote on who has the best. Obviously, Aaron Chambers Smith does not.
I mean,
but obviously, it's really, I would put the heavy favorite not on David or Archna. I would put it all on me. So go ahead and vote online. That's great.
It's
thanks.
Okay, listeners, we know you're not lemming.
Don't
you
feed
just
his
pick
ego
what you love.
By picking Troy. Yes. Just don't feed that ego.
And remember, the idea is that these seven restaurants, this is it. This is what you get for like a year of eating. Mm-hmm. So you got to go on balance.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And we will list them at sdmag.com/. Did we decide?
Draft vote.
I thought it was vote draft.
You don't even know. This is amazing.
I don't think people know what drafts and votes are. I think we should just do sdmag.com/podcast,
like,
right? It'll just be
on
the podcast
taken.
Post. But that'll just, it'll be the post for this
all right,
podcast.
Yeah, that works.
We're going to figure this out.
We're going to figure this out.
It'll be linked in the blog post.
Google knows where we are.
Episode.
Just Google us and you'll find it. They'll find us better than we can find ourselves.
That's true.
Did you guys like this? You girls have never done this before.
Oh my
before.
God,
it's
I loved
fun,
it. I want to do it every show.
I know.
I love it. It's like my inner competitive spirit. Yeah.
It does kind of make your heart beat a little
see,
faster.
See, now you understand fantasy sports. I think we just made women, I mean, not that women don't play fantasy sports.
People.
There are people. Yeah. But I mean, a lot of my female friends do not. They're like, oh my God.
I'm a female and I don't do it.
It's such a great, it's such a guy thing you do. But when you do fantasy sports and somebody takes your pick, it's like, oh no.
And so you know all of the sports players the way that we all know restaurants. That's how well you know all those things.
Really well.
Oh yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. Oh, it's nerdy. It's nerdy. It's awful. You'll lose
amazing.
Your life. Yeah, you won't have any friends. It's like Fortnite, you know, like it's just it'll basically undo you. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Sounds great.
Well, this is it, you guys, and this has been our 100th episode of the Happy Half Hour. We have to thank Hornblower again for sponsoring us, but mostly the biggest sponsor of this podcast is everybody listening.
Yes.
You guys
thank
are the
you.
Ones that make it possible. We've met a lot of you honestly. Here on the boat tonight. We are so glad that you guys all came out, and we just really, really appreciate everybody listening.
Absolutely.
I would like to just raise my glass to you guys. We've done 100 episodes together, you know, for 100 weeks. We've been doing this,
amazing.
Coming together, you know, and trying to. And Arch has been coming up with all of our content and everything else.
And
David's been producing it.
Work.
Aaron's been like lion taming us into into like a format and keeping us sane and organized. And I've been, I don't know what I've been doing.
You've been awesome.
You show up almost on time, so that's close
money.
Enough.
You have showed up for 100 episodes.
We love our Troy.
Okay, we love you to death, and it's been so fun.
It's been awesome. Thank you guys so much for 100 more coming up. 100 more?
Yeah.
100 101 next week on Hornblower again.
Yep.
That's right. All right. See you guys next week.
See ya.